from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's see here. It's the first 53, not the last 53. A flat out no comment, which we always like. And he did say, maybe the big takeaway, I know you're not big on four quarterbacks or simulations, but he did say we have four good quarterbacks. Instant analysis.
That's too many.
216.
Too many to carry, man.
216-474-0092. Is four quarterbacks too many to carry?
How many can you carry?
Me personally, I can barely carry my own weight, let alone another. I'm not Andre the Giant. Remember the pictures of him with like...
You're Nick the Giant.
No. Nick the... Just tall enough to be inconvenienced by his own height.
Just good enough.
Yeah. That's kind of where we are. He kind of gave a non-answer on the running back position. I think the most telling thing, and Keith actually popped in, it was one of the first notes that I made. So apparently Jed Wills is cleared, but Jed Wills has not been practicing. And so Kevin was asked about how can he be cleared if he's not practicing, and Kevin kind of basically, I don't want to say it wasn't just walkthroughs, but something similar to that. Which I think tells you that Jed's probably pretty far away. If he's off the pup, listen, if Jed was not healthy enough to play in the first 4 weeks of the season, I think he'd be on the PUP list, right? If he wasn't going to be back until, if they thought he wasn't going to be back till the end of October, I think he'd be on the pup list. So it's apparent they think he'll play at some point in the near future. So that's why they activated him. But if he's cleared, quote-unquote, but not cleared to practice, that tells me that they didn't want to sacrifice the 4 weeks, but at least very early on, we might not see a lot of Jed Wills, or maybe we won't see him until the lead-up to Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, that was telling, and I guess that makes sense as to why they're making drastic moves on the line.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing. Could also signal something else. Like, if he's cleared, but they're not having him practice, maybe Jed's not happy with something. And again, I don't want to, I'm not just trying to speculate. I'm just trying to, like, give an idea on why he'd be healthy enough to come off the PUP, and yet he wouldn't be practicing just yet. And here's the other thing. Could also be something to do with the order of operations. But To me, I kind of am so intrigued by the idea of seeing Jack Conklin early at left tackle that I'm not all that concerned about Jed's health. And they're an injury away from a really rough situation, which I think we should all be concerned about. But I guess I'm intrigued enough about Jack Conklin at left tackle because he could be the guy that could be here for the next 2 or 3 years at left tackle that I guess maybe that's kind of putting off any fear I might have about Jed's health.
Okay, I can see that. I think, I don't know, man. Part of me just thinks this is a temporary deal. You think it could be a move to left tackle for Conklin, like, for the rest of his career in Cleveland?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay. Again, I think you're probably closer to being right. But I think this is a real, if you're the Browns, you don't owe Jed Wills anything beyond this year. And there's a decent chance you're not going to extend him. So if Jed isn't quite ready, you do owe Jack Conklin something next year. And beyond next year, even though I think next year's the last year he has guaranteed money, I think he has one more year after that. So if it's a guy, like if Jack Conklin can just be who Jed is on the left side, but maybe play through the whistle and you already have him there, and he plays well enough, how could you not give him, however long Jed's going to be out, as an audition? And then if Jack plays as well as Jed or better, well, you have your left tackle. and Jed just becomes your kind of swing tackle. Right?
Yeah, I guess it would be really nice to have a swing tackle, but you don't want to have a guy that you put in the first or got in the first round very high that is not living up to those expectations.
So Jack Conklin's speaking right now, and he said he's ready to be out on the field, whether that's left side or right side, either one. He said he feels like he can still play at the same level when he's healthy.
It's the other thing I really like, Jack Conklin. Like, I kind of want there to be a spot for Jack Conklin because I just think he's good people. I don't know Jed. We don't, you know, Jed is has kind of been given the graces of we haven't seen as much from him. I don't want to say he's been protected from the media, like it's some sort of global conspiracy. But like, no, I think this should be a few week audition for Jack, because it just starts to make sense monetarily. And probably most importantly to me, that allows you to play DeJuan Jones at right tackle. And I think DeJuan could be your right tackle for the next 5 to 10 years, depending on injury and health. Ed, real quick, buddy, what you got for us?
Hey, listen, 4 quarterbacks, man. Never heard of that. But listen, they must foresee something coming out of the gig with Watson. I mean, could be some more shoulder soreness. It could be, hopefully, God forbid, another injury. But something's got to be in play with this, because normally you don't keep 3 quarterbacks, let alone 4. But they went through a lot of quarterbacks last year, 5 quarterbacks. So that's probably an NFL record, too. So,
Ed,
maybe that's what they think.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. I think it's much more likely they're holding on to one of the other 3 quarterbacks or 2 of the other 3 quarterbacks to see if they can get something of value from them once the cutdown shakes out. But I can also understand if your mind immediately goes to you're concerned about Deshaun Watson. So I think it's time for me to tell on myself again, Dustin.
Okay, tell on yourself.
Well, I've been good this week, continuing with my walks, but I've started to kind of cut down on sugar and watch my portions just a little bit. Nothing specific, just trying to be less fat. It had nothing to do with everyone who made man boob jokes on the video yesterday. This is completely coincidental. I promise you, I'm not that worried about what other people say, but I digress. So that includes walks in the morning. That includes kind of more of a flushing kind of eating situation where you drink a lot of water. And so that can leave you with like...
Just flushing it out, Nick.
Just flushing it out. So that can lead you with like cramps and stuff like that. So last night, I decided I was just going to put a dash of salt for sodium, because low sodium is one of the things that cause your legs to cramp, because you can flush that out, amongst other things. And potassium is another one. And so I threw a dash of salt there, and I'll just lick it, and then I won't have cramps. The problem is, like 5 minutes before, I had had my hand in a bag of fertilizer, and I completely, just spaced, and I licked it, and I gotta tell you, the worst taste and the worst feeling maybe ever. Not just because it honestly was the worst thing I've ever tasted in my entire godforsaken life. Almost went somewhere else. It was also having to sit there. I didn't have any drink around me because I had just previously finished up all the water in my water bottle and I hadn't replenished it yet. So I was just sitting there trying to figure out how do I get this taste out of my mouth while also feeling like the world's biggest moron.
I'm sorry that happened to you. I can't imagine something quite like that. Did you feel like you were going to poison yourself? Are you worried?
I mean, for a half second, I thought, is this going to be front page news that some radio moron did something this stupid? And then I realized it's very small traces. I don't think it's going to kill me. It's just going to shame me. It's for a half second, kind of wouldn't mind if it had just taken me.
Mm-hmm.
Having to live with knowing you just did something that is stupid, I mean, there's no real way around that, is tough, I will say.
I've never done really anything quite like that. I was trying to think. Unintentionally,
yep.
Have I...
It's pretty hard to do, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Like, it takes a absent.
I mean, I've rubbed my eyes after, like, having hot sauce on them. That's tough.
Yeah, it's funny about that. Had peppers for lunch today.
But, like, if you're eating chicken wings or something and you accidentally,
oh, yeah,
you know.
You know, Hot Ones, the very great YouTube show, all the time, they warn the guests, don't get any of your eyes. I can't even imagine that. Dude, I had peppers today. Didn't think of it. During our pre-show meeting, I kind of just casually rubbed my eyes and started, maybe I'm just dumb. You know, now I've said this, that's two things in 24 hours. Maybe I'm just not smart. I think we might be onto something.
You're being too hard on yourself.
I don't know. Those are two pretty dumb things to do. And the only thing that I felt good about is I was able to, like, and nobody saw it. Nobody saw me fussing with my eyes because I had rubbed pepper juices in them.
You like pepper juice?
You a pepper juice addict?
Is that a pepper juice thing?
But while we have that conversation, did the Guardians need fixed? Just want to throw that out there.
Do they need fixed? Of course they need fixed. I don't know why they're not winning.
I mean, listen, we're finally to the sample size that I don't think you've played 70 games since the All-Star break, but maybe you have. But you are either one game above or one game below 500 since the All-Star break. That's now as much of a sample size as what you did in the first half of the season, where through 77 games, you were one of the three best teams in baseball, two best teams in baseball. But I continue to think, like, and maybe this is just informed by the fact I'm not panicking, and this could all change very, very quickly. But I kind of think some of the things that I said 2 or 3 weeks ago are coming true. Like, I know you live by the performance, you die by it with Matt Boyd, who's kind of a punch and Judy pitcher. But, like, I think he's giving you quality innings, which is all you really... You don't need him to be Nolan Ryan. You don't need him to be a Cy Young guy. You just need him to play well enough that it gives you a chance to win. I think he's doing that. I think Gavin. And Tanner Bibee, I think, have kind of come around. Ben Lively, I think, had... I mean, they kind of left him in to go farther than he has most of the season, and that's where you added the extra run or two in his last start against Texas. That's four dudes. Like, the only thing that really caused yesterday is you had a doubleheader, and you couldn't have predicted Alex Cobb going on the IL. So, I don't know, man. Like, the rotation has always been the biggest concern. They're at least approaching adequate. Over the next 6 weeks, that should kind of help the bullpen just a little bit. Although Barlow is still... What are we doing, man? Scott, buddy. I mean, I know maybe he got a little overused there, but him and... Oh, my gosh. The name's not coming to me. It's Eli Morgan with a three-inning thing. I think it's all... I don't think it's fixed. I think, you know, I get the idea of... Can Steven Vogt do something? Can he turn the tide? Can they make some singular decision which will change everything? I don't think they need to. I think they need to have some sort of a meeting with everybody on the team. And I think, to a man, the other 23 guys on the roster need to go to Kwan, Naylor, and Jose. We're good. Stop what you're doing and stop pressing. I don't think that's a coaching thing. And I certainly don't want, like, I do think, like, I think that extra inning by Eli Morgan that blew up in their face, I think that's a sign that Vogt is starting to manage from desperation. That is not where I want a young manager managing from.
I mean, like, I totally agree with you that the pressure's on and things were running so smoothly earlier in the year that Stephen Vogt, who is a new manager, may be sort of panicking.
Panic is a heavy word.
Okay, whatever. But you don't like the word, that's fine. But you know what I'm saying?
Do I think he's overreaching because of it? Yeah.
It's sort of the same thing, but yeah.
Well, no, panicking would be I know what panicking would be. But it's definitely not that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.